If you're on any blindness-related email lists, it's very unlikely that you haven't heard of eVoice. It's an extremely popular telephone-based service in the United States. Recently, Jim Layton had the opportunity to speak with Scott Milner of eVoice, and we thank Jim very much for giving us access to this interview. Jim began by asking Scott to give a bit of a summary of what eVoice is.
Well, here's how eVoice works. Anybody today can sign up for free home voicemail across the United States. So eVoice is the first company to offer the kind of voicemail that the telephone company offers, but we're doing it free of charge. And it's really quite easy to do. Anybody can sign up by calling 800-438-3864. And it's a simple, what we call a phone sign-up process. And voila, in a few days you've got voicemail. And you're saving up to $8 a month or over $100 a year.
Now, how does eVoice differ from other telephone email services? What's special about eVoice?
Well, that's a good point. So the really unique thing about eVoice is that we offer the kind of voicemail that the telephone company does. And when I say the telephone company, it is typically would be called a regional Bell company, such as Bell Atlantic or Bell South or Pacific Bell, one of the big sort of local telephone companies. So unlike services that are just internet-based where you are just delivering voice messages to, say, email, eVoice is true voicemail. And we are the only company other than the big telephone companies to offer true voicemail on your home phone, which is, again, free of charge. So in addition to other voicemail services, we have a lot of features, actually, that the RBox, or that is the telephone companies, do not enjoy. So, for example, with eVoice, you can, if you're a computer user, we will send you an email when you have a new message in your voicemail box account, and let you know that you have that message. And even if you have if you're also a cell phone or a wireless phone user, or even have a pager, then eVoice can send you a message to any of those areas to do what's called notification of new voicemail. But there are a number of other things that people do with eVoice. For example, we have something called quick dial groups, and you can set up a group of up to 20 people that you dial with just a quick touch of the keypad, and you can record a message that will be automatically sent by eVoice to all 20 people, and it doesn't matter where in the United States these people are. So, for example, you might have a quick dial group in your eVoice voicemail account that has your grandmother in Florida and your son in Colorado and your friends in New York, and you want to send them all a voicemail that says, I've got the family reunion or the high school reunion is happening, and we're going to go and do that next week. You want them all to know in one shot. You can do that without having to call them all and not pay a single charge like you would if you had to make a long-distance call to reach each of them.
Now, we talked off-air. You said that a lot of blind people are using it as a chat room. How does that work, and what kind of reactions did eVoice have when they found that out?
Yeah. it's interesting because you start a service like eVoice voicemail, and you build groups and quick dial lists and make it free and nationwide, and suddenly people start using it in ways that you never even thought of as a company, which is fantastic. So, for example, we have quite a large number of blind users, and we find that it makes so much sense because you can do what has become a voice chat group. So somebody will call up, for example, on a topic into what becomes a public voicemail box. And some of the names, for example, are Beauty Today and Cooking. They actually apply names to them. Cooking in your home, funnies and jokes. And so you can call up and interact with others, again, anywhere in the United States, leaving each other messages. So if somebody will leave the topic for today is, cooking with such and such a utensil, for example, and using that with your favorite steak. And then people will call and leave messages regarding that. And you can also, there are actually dating chat groups that people have been causing to spring up. And we actually have eVoice subscribers who credit these eVoice group chat boxes with meeting their significant other.
Do they try to, use eVoice to set up a charge for these kind of things? Could that be happening too?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And to our knowledge, no one is charging anyone for access to the service.
So, like, if that did happen through one of your free chat rooms, what would you guys do?
We would have to address it at that time.
Now, one of the things I saw on the website is the fact that you can have eVoice answer your home phone like an answering machine. How does that work, and how would that work with such things as call waiting and caller ID?
One of the great things about eVoice is that when you sign up for eVoice, we set up automatically with the phone company, your local phone company, the service, which is called busy, call waiting, or no answer. And what that means is that if you're on the phone and it rings busy, or if you're dialed up on the internet or something like that, or if you ignore call waiting, or if you simply don't answer, after 4 to 5 rings, the call will be forwarded to eVoice's voicemail system. And we set that up for the subscriber automatically, so you don't have to call the phone company and stay on the phone for half an hour and ask them, have them ask you all these questions, and then it's a very simple process. We do it for you, and after 5 rings, it then gets forwarded to eVoice in one of those conditions.
So it wouldn't affect anything like caller ID or anything of that nature, would it?
That's correct. The caller ID will continue to function just as it does today, and all of the other three-way calling and whatever other services you may have on your local phone are not affected at all. The big difference is that eVoice is giving you an option, a choice, over the telephone company. The telephone company has had essentially a monopoly on local phone services for a long time, and eVoice is the first company and currently the only company nationwide to offer home voicemail in competition with the big old, you know, Ma Bell telephone company. And we think that's a very compelling offer for people to try out, certainly at a price point of free.
Now, if you were talking to someone and you got a message, how would you get notified of that later? Would you have to check the box every so often, or how would that work?
Well, there are a couple different ways. So the notification comes in the form of cellular notification, of pager notification, and of email notification. And you can also call up from your home phone simply by dialing your phone number, even at your home phone, and it'll just go right into voicemail, log in, and then we will tell you how many messages you have.
Okay, so you would, like, at the end of the day, if you said, I wonder how many messages, you'd just go into it like an answering machine then.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly.
Let's talk about revenue generating. How does eVoice stay up there? How does it make a living? How does it stay? If this is free, how do you guys stay in business?
Yeah, well, isn't that the question? Certainly revenue is critical for us to continue to provide voicemail to a large number of users. So eVoice today has what's called an interactive audio advertisement. Essentially, it's a 15-second audio advertisement from major sponsors that a subscriber hears after you log in on the phone. So you call to check your messages, you log in, and the service will say, you know, Bank of America, you know, come to Bank of America for the latest checking accounts, et cetera, et cetera. And then once the ad is done, you have 3 new voicemails. So what we're doing is unique in that we're taking the cost of expensive voicemail systems away from the consumer and placing it on the shoulders of the advertiser, so that we're able to continue to provide what really, frankly, is an expensive service. We have to have servers, and we have to have heavy-duty phone lines and connectivity, all this sort of complex technical stuff around the United States, which costs us a lot of money. So typically, that's why the telephone company has to charge what they do. We're able to put that cost, again, on the shoulders of the advertiser, which allows us to bring a great service for free to consumers.
So your service is advertiser-driven, is what you're telling us.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said you're telling us your service is generating revenue by advertising.
Yes, absolutely. And so the important thing about the advertising is that callers who leave you messages do not hear ads. It's completely normal voicemail, and there's only one advertisement in the beginning of your voicemail session. Then there are other benefits, though, because the advertising is actually targeted, which means that you're receiving ads that are most likely going to be pertinent to you. So, for example, if you are 20 to 29, you will probably get a different advertisement than somebody who is, say, 40 to 49 or 50 to 59, because we gather a little bit of information when you sign up, and then we're able to deliver more targeted advertisements. For example, an 18 to, say, 23-year-old might hear an advertisement for a university or a college. Hey, come to New York University as a new student. Somebody who is 40 to 49 might hear, say, a BMW ad or an ad for, you know, Sears or cookware or something that's more pertinent to somebody of that age group. And that makes it so that the advertisements are more pertinent to the listener. And we also have the ability to deliver advertisements through the online part. And again, for those listeners who are internet users or computer users, we're able to deliver interesting offers and advertisements by our sponsors, which again help us offer the service for free, but are actually also quite pertinent to the subscriber.
Let's talk about demographics. You talked about that a little bit just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of demographics are generated when someone uses eVoice? And the question I asked Mike, that I'll ask you, is what's done with that, the issue of privacy, because that's a big issue for people these days.
Yes, that's an important point. eVoice is absolutely committed to complete privacy of user data. We are extremely strict about what happens to user data when it's given to us by a subscriber. It's only used for eVoice's purposes to deliver targeted advertisements that are pertinent to the listener, and only used by eVoice, never given away, never sold. So when you sign up on the phone, you have about a five-minute process where we ask a couple of simple questions, and we ask some basic questions. We don't ask personal questions. We ask for age, we ask for gender, and we ask for zip code. And so that allows us to offer an advertiser the ability with aggregated data to say, for example, a store in downtown Chicago could literally buy an advertisement from eVoice that it thinks would be great for listeners of 50 to 65, and can deliver that advertisement only across that demographic. So the listener is more happy to get a pertinent ad, and the advertiser is more happy, and of course eVoice is happy to deliver that information just in the aggregate for the advertiser. So we all sort of work together, if you will, to support the cost of the service through that use of the general demographic information. And it's pretty amazing, because we can do more targeting than a lot of other media. For example, television. Television isn't as targeted as eVoice, and we can do the same types of targeting as, say, radio and television, in addition to the others, such as daypart. So you won't hear a pizza ad at 8 a.m.
That's true. You won't hear a pizza ad at 8 a.m. I see what you're saying.
Yep.
We've talked a lot about it, but let's get to specifics here. How does someone sign up for eVoice? How do we use it?
So it's very easy to sign up for eVoice. Anyone can call 1-800-438-3864. On the phone pad, that's actually 1-800-GET-EVOICE, but I thought I would spell it out there, 438-3864. For Internet users, you can point your browser to www.evoice.com, and there is a form on the web which is secure and very simple to fill out. We ask essentially the same questions as we do on the phone, some basic demographics. And within a few days, we work behind the scenes with your telephone company, and after five rings, suddenly eVoice will be answering your phone. You record your own name on the greeting, and you've got a powerful voicemail.
Now, if you just wanted to use it for email purposes, how does that work?
Well, we don't actually offer email as a service in and of itself. The voicemail is the core feature.
Right, but I'm saying you can just send, and it's like you can send and receive email without having it answering your phone, correct?
Oh, I see. You can actually, it's a great point. You can send and receive voice messages without placing calls. So is that what you mean when you say?
Correct, yes, sir.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, and this is one of the really outstanding features of eVoice, anybody can call the eVoice access number and press 5. Type in an account number or set of account numbers of eVoice subscribers, and record a message and send it. And they, again, that message can go anywhere in the United States free of charge. You don't pay a dime, no long distance, no sign-up fees, no nothing. And that's a really powerful way for people to communicate. I mean, our goal at eVoice is to enhance and simplify people's daily communications activity. And we believe that just the way email became free, and a lot of services like ISP, like dial-up services, have become free, people's voicemail is just as important, if not more so, than email and ISP dial-up. Why shouldn't that be free and readily available? So we believe that the access to your voicemail should be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from anywhere, free of charge, and that's what we're offering.
Now, when we were talking about sign-up, I noticed when I used it, you put in a PIN number and a mailbox number, and then that allows you to do that. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. So the voicemail is password protected, so that, in fact, it's a good point that you bring up, because another one of our features is having multiple boxes on the same phone line in a household, all free of charge, whereby each one has a separate user identifying number, essentially your eVoice account number, and a separate PIN, or separate password. And so Mom can have a box, and Dad can have a box, and little Jane can have her own box. And when you call up, it says press 1 for Jane, press 2 for Mom, press 3 for Dad. And they can all check them separately, and they're private and secure. And the notification also goes out separately. So Jane will know when she gets a message, but when Jane gets a message, and you can imagine how teenage girls are with them, pretty prolific on the phone and getting messages from their friends, Dad doesn't have to necessarily hear that Jane's got 18 messages today from all of her school friends. He'll just get his own. And so that's one of our best features that we have found people really, really love to use.
Here on Talk Back with Scott Milner.
When somebody calls my house and I'm not here, I'm not getting the messages on eVoice.
That certainly is a problem, and I appreciate you bringing that up. We obviously attack our customer service issues as fast as we can, and I would be glad to check into that even personally for you. But the best way for people, for customer service, people contact eVoice.com on the web. We have a customer service form there. We actually have ways on the service pages or the settings pages where you can choose to change your settings or even disconnect if you wish. And then our customer service folks can be accessed by via support at eVoice.com.
So they have a phone number they can use for that as well?
We have, when you're dialed into the service, you can press 611 at any time and leave a voicemail that will go directly to customer service. We don't actually do live customer service. Obviously, it's very expensive, and we find that, obviously, for a free service, it's tough for us to support that. But we find that with the email and the website and the voice messaging, we're able to take care of almost all, if not 99.9% of customer requests within 24 hours.
See, I've never been called back.
I've had the same problem, too. You leave a message, and they don't call you back. What do you do, Scott?
Essentially, customer service tries hard to get back to people as soon as they possibly can, and you could leave a message either via email or via the 611 number. And other than that, those are the key ways to contact eVoice. On your settings pages, when you log in, if you are an internet user, you could change your settings, which might fix your problem. For example, it might be a notification problem. You're not getting your messages. You're not getting notified of your messages. It sounds like in your case it might be something different, but the settings pages may help you. But other than the 611 and the email, those are the core ways of contacting eVoice.
650-330-3700. Then it's 5. That's it.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
That would get you an operator. From what we're hearing, Scott, it's kind of hard to get a hold of customer service then unless you're using email or the Internet.
Probably due to incredible demand, to be honest with you. eVoice has grown from a small base of subscribers just a few months ago to over 1.5 million subscribers in the United States. And obviously with extreme growth like that, we will continue to run into issues, but we do the best job we can to take care of customers as soon as possible.
Do you have any statistics on the people that are just using it to send voicemail back and forth and not using it to answer their home phone or their cell phone? Do we have info on that?
Two types of service with eVoice. One is where we answer your home phone, and one is what we call a virtual box, which is a separate box that doesn't actually get tied to a phone number. And people can use that and then also create one of the quick dial groups or one of the chat message groups.
Do we know how many kind of people are using it that way?
No, I don't actually have a statistic on that. I'm sure there is a substantial number of users who use it that way, and I think it's a, I think there is a, quite a number of amongst our blind community of users. I think it's actually quite high because it's a great way to message across the United States free of charge.
Without using a computer.
Yes, without using a computer. And that's important to us. I mean, we believe that voice is still largely tied to the phone, and it should be simple to do, and we try to make everything accessible via phone. E-voice is one of the very few services where you can sign up on the phone. Most you either have to call, like your telephone company, and you know, spend a lot of time on the phone talking to somebody, or get on the internet. A lot of companies only do internet sign-up. E-voice has that phone sign-up because we wanted to make it accessible to everybody.
More and more phone portals cropping up with each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
What is E-voice doing to stay ahead of the pack?
Well, that's a good point. So eVoice is in the voice services. So we provide voice services to consumers, and today it's voicemail and notification and some of the related things and the internet access. We also have free dialing, by the way, from the internet inbox. You can make free long-distance calls to any phone in the United States from your PC. I think you will continue to see additional features and things like phone content. The type of phone content that Telme offers would be probably useful for eVoice subscribers to have access to, say, through their eVoice voicemail. Things like that eVoice will continue to offer when it makes sense for our subscribers.
What kind of things are you looking at to add to eVoice in the future?
Well, what we want to do is make this voice services product as compelling and useful for people as we can. And so that will include, you know, a number of things that I can't go into detail about, but a number of things that will make it easier for people to do their daily voice communications.
You can get your voicemail on computer using RealPlayer, is that right?
eVoice has a relationship with Real Networks, and on the inbox on the computer, you have a very interesting layout, sort of similar to email, where you have the name of the caller, if we know the name of the caller, for example, if they're an eVoice subscriber and they said, sure, you know, I'll go ahead and show my name. Name of the caller, caller ID. So we build caller ID in for you automatically. Even if you don't have caller ID with your phone company, we will show the caller ID. The date and time of the message, the duration of the message, a forwarding capability, which is really quite slick and unique to eVoice. You can press the forward button on any of the messages in your list, and it will come up with an email window. We attach the voicemail as a real audio file, so it's not going voice to text. Some people think, oh, it must be going voice to text, and it's important to understand that we actually play the person's voicemail to you in their own voice over the computer, and we can send that to any number of email addresses that you type in. You hit go, and it'll go to your friends, and again, they don't have to be eVoice subscribers for you to forward a voice message to them. It's a very powerful way to communicate, and then also each message in the list has a play button. So you press play, and it pops up the real player and plays to you as a real audio file. And it's very high quality, and it sounds just like a voicemail on the phone.
Do you see more of that kind of stuff happening with eVoice in the future?
Certainly we want to maximize the effectiveness of the use of the Internet and the phone and all things that people want to do with their voice services and voicemail. So one thing that eVoice has done well, amongst others, is provide access on the phone and the internet, and we're good at doing both. And there is a certain challenge to the what's called the phone network, dealing with the local phone companies and you know, literally the line that goes out to the telephone pole coming out of your house. We have to know how to manage services on that. And the internet is a very different animal. We have to also know how to deal with delivering voice messages and information over the internet, which is a whole different set of networks. And we're good at doing both, and we're going to continue to add features to both.
Scott, one more time, if people want to sign up to use this free service called eVoice, what's the number they use?
So anyone can call today to sign up for eVoice free voicemail in the United States, 800-438-3864, toll-free call. That's actually 1-800-GET-EVOICE, 438-3864. Or go to www.evoice.com. And either way, it's about a five-minute sign-up process. One caveat is that you have to be with one of the major telephone companies for us to set up the service for you automatically. So that would be Bell Atlantic, Bell South, GTE, Pacific Bell, U.S. West, Ameritech, and Southwestern Bell, which covers over 90 94% of the population.
If somebody wanted to contact you, is there a number they can reach you at?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone can call me at 650-330-3734, and I would be glad to answer any questions that I've been unable to answer here today.
Scott, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.